Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, the Indians don't play one extra inning, Tito. When you play extra innings, it seems like there are marathon games, there are rain delays and whatnot, and, well, you get the ball game in, and it just kind of a bizarre night, wasn't it?
It was a long night, and there was a lot of stuff happening, and, you know, it was... You know, it just kind of seemed like maybe the game would end like that. You know, it was really, I mean, the pitchers that started were long gone. And, you know, we had a long rain delay. And, you know, you're in extra innings. And you're starting to get nervous about your pitching. And, you know, we get to a point, and you know, where we bring in an extra outfielder. And, you know, as luck would have it, I mean, if that ball goes by Joe, Jose is standing right on second, and we have a tailor-made double play. But he knocked it down, and you can't blame him for doing that. Your reaction is to knock it down. You know, and we still have a force out the plate, and it deflected off Gomer's glove. And because you're on the road, you go home.
Well, a lot of people, I'm sure, were sleeping or should have been. And so the Indians, with the Twins loading up the bases, you brought the infield in, but you went with five infielders, two outfielders. Terry, have you done this much in your career?
Not much, but I've done it. And, you know, you're trying to always put your team in the best position to win. Obviously, a little bit of a gamble. You know, we completely took our right fielder away, which kind of eliminates some of the pitches you can throw a guy.
With a left-handed hitter up.
Exactly. But we felt like if he's going to hit in the air, it's probably going to be left field. And, you know, again, you have to give at some point, and we thought that, you know, you're reaching at that point, but we thought it gave us the best chance to keep playing the game.
I know he gets saddled with a loss, but how about Joe Colon? I mean, this is his second major league outing. Tito, are you impressed with how he tries to attack hitters and his mound presence?
I don't think he's scared. That's part of the reason he's here. You know, everybody that's had him said he's really a tough kid. We're still trying to get a feel for, you know, because I think when he gets comfortable, he's got really, really good sync. He's still elevating some balls, yet I'm sure he's a little overamped, even though he doesn't look like it. But we'll want to let him get comfortable as quick as he can, so then you can kind of start to see what he does have, and then you can evaluate it better as opposed to 95 but up in the zone.
You did have to make a roster move. Tell us about Tommy Hunter on the DL, and you've brought back Cody Anderson.
Over the break, Tommy had an accident with carrying one of his kids and fell on some steps and banged his back because he was protecting his daughter. And, you know, he thought he was just sore, so we were trying to stay away from him for a couple days. Well, it wasn't getting better, so last night, actually during the game, went and got an MRI, and it revealed he has a small fracture. So we DL'd him. We need to let that thing rest. We'll get him back to Cleveland and let our back doctor look at him before we really, you know, but we needed to DL him. So we got Cody Anderson here today to protect us just because we were extra innings and it's a quick turnaround. And we'll see if he pitches today because it's his day to start, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Well, and so it sounds like Tommy Hunter's going to be out for a while.
Oh yeah. I mean, again, I don't know we have a timetable because we need to let our medical people look at him. We were just trying to be able to make a decision for today because we knew we needed pitching.
Well, the one thing, too, about coming out of the break, guys have had extra rest and whatnot, and I don't know, is this kind of the norm where even last night and the night before, it looks like Carrasco and Bauer maybe still getting their feet under him, and then, boy, all of a sudden they get locked in and really seem to pitch better as the game goes on. Is that pretty typical, Tito?
It is. It is. You know, we're such a rhythm sport and timing, and you know, even the pitchers, you know, when you take some time off, you get a little sluggish. And it's okay. We need to do that because I think in the long run it helps. But you can definitely see the first time through, they're trying to kind of find their rhythm and their timing, some of their arm speed. And then when it comes back, then they're ready to go.
Yeah, Minnesota's had a very disappointing year. Everybody knows it. But they're 10-5 against the Indians in Texas. They're just a ball club that doesn't quit, do they?
They got a lot of good young talent. You're right. The season didn't start for them the way they envisioned, especially after the way they played last year. They played us really, really tough. And every game we've played has been close. And you know what? A major league game, you fans may not understand it. You don't just come in and beat teams. You know, I wish it was the case. But, you know, that's why we say the things we say about staying in the moment, because if you don't, you hurt your chances to win.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Indians and Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.